Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I know I don't really have much to say. Just working. That's all. Just working and busy. And I've realized with myself that when I get busy like this, I kind of cut everybody out. I didn't realize I'm kind of coming to this understanding that, you know, the more I work and the busier I become, the more I just want to hole up in a room and just do nothing. It's ridiculous. But I've been working on that mind thing. You know, that Proverbs 21, the thoughts of the calculations of the diligent, or those who are steady in application or steady in business, tend only to plenteousness, gain, or abundance. And those that are hasty, only to want, or those that are quick, only to want, need, or lack. And every morning I'm getting up and I'm just thinking about, what am I thinking about? You know, what are the thoughts in my mind? And you got to change those thoughts. You got to give them to God. And before, I always thought that godliness was like having that true and vital relationship with God. Obviously, that's what it means. But I in the morning, I would get up, I would read. But then during the day, I'd just have my day. And then at night, I'd thank God, and that'd be it. You know, obviously, I'd have reverential awe for God towards the day, as far as I talk about all the things He's done for me. But I didn't know how to like build that relationship. And I'm realizing the more that I put it into God's hands, the more I trust God to take care of those situations. The more I have confidence and a firm reliance, the more I have faith, which is specifically believing in what you hear. And if you haven't started doing that, or if you're starting to capture your thoughts and realize like, whoa, where am I going today? Why am I constantly going in these negative spots? Just start to do it, because the life that God has for us is not that life. You're not to live in fear. You're not to live in anxiety. If you go to Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, "There is therefore now not one judgment against, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus." The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous. You're a son of God. You have the Spirit. Verse 2, "For the law of the Spirit," and this is the spiritual law of life resting within Christ Jesus, "hath freed me from the law of sin," or the state of sin, "and death." The thing is, we have the carnal working in our bodies, that carnal nature that walks antithetically to God, and you have the spiritual nature. Those negative thoughts that come are not out from the origins of God. You're not to live your life in fear, because fear hath torment. Perfect love, it casteth out fear. God is love. He talks about this in and throughout his word. Verse 3, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the similitude," or in the likeness of flesh, "and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled or accomplished in us, who walk not in parallel motion with the flesh or the old nature, but after or in parallel motion with the new spiritual nature." The law, what made you righteous, was following law. But when Christ came, and when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that's not what makes you righteous anymore. What makes you righteous is believing in the name of his son, Jesus Christ. That's it. And now you have the new spiritual state. Verse 5, "For they that are after the flesh," or they that are in parallel motion with the old nature, "do mind or set their affections of things," or on things, "that are of the flesh," or of that old nature. "But they that are after are in parallel motion with the Spirit," and that's the new spiritual nature, "the things of the Spirit." When you set your affection on spiritual things, when you start listening to what the Word says and start applying it, God says to give them all your prayer. "You're not to be anxious for one thing, but in all things, through prayers to God and prayers of personal need, which are supplications with thanksgiving, let your specific requests be declared unto God." God's telling you to give him those problems constantly. You start living in that spiritual state because you're not weighed down and thinking about the nonsense. Verse 6, "For to be carnally minded," or minding the things of the carnal state, "is the state of death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against," or in direct opposition, or adverse to God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. The carnal nature is in direct opposition to God. And you're going to be dealing with that because you're in a straight betwixt two. You have the carnal nature and the spiritual nature. You just got to choose which one you live on. Today I was going to do something completely different, but it is what it is. The point is you have God, man. I would just be thankful for the moments. You don't have to live in anxious thought. You can just give it to him. Put it in his hands. Place it in his hands and think about other things. It's a wonderful state to be in. Have a great day today. Pray the big prayers, pray the small prayers, pray supplications, which are prayers of personal needs. And when you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. It's easy breezy. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, man, I just pray for today, for this table, that you just kind of show us how to do this. Get me through this thing, the turn stomps, that gets done, that everything that needs to get out gets out. I also pray for the business, for increase and abundance, and pray for this new kid that you just open this door or close the door. I don't want to spend too much time either way for him or us. I thank you again for just the moments of my life and how you've always been there and you always take care of me. I thank you for even when I'm spiraling at you, you're there. And I thank you for the people you've surrounded me with. I pray for each and every one of them and that you bless them and take care of them for your believers today. And I'm very, very grateful for the friends and family that I have. And I'm thankful for you and your son and what he did for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.